It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you've downloaded episode 267. Today is Wednesday, March 10th.
2010.
Yes. Oh, where do we begin with the show?
Oh, we've had an interesting week or so. Mm. Well, hell, it's been a week and a half since we've recorded, actually.
Right. So. Yeah, we recorded on a Sunday, and yeah, it's been, wow. So we're going to do
jonesing for some.
They are. People are going fucking crazy.
Big Licky and Jurian.
If this sounds a little different, Steve in the UK told me to make a few changes in the recording, so it may sound a little bit different. Just because he said we're recording at too low of a megahertz something. I don't know. But he told me to change some stuff up, so we're going to see how that works.
Well, that's great, since we were just getting compliments on our sound quality, and now we're changing.
Well, I guess he's the sound Nazi, so, you know, he's kind of like...
oh, I thought Daniel Beaver.
Daniel.
Yeah. What's the sound Nazi?
Oh, God. When I listen to Big Fatty when he says that, I'm like, really? Really?
Every time.
And Kim Beaver, too. Kim Brewer.
Yes.
He reverses their names. I don't even know why. But every time he says it, I'm just like, ugh.
I know. God,
whatever. Okay, here we go. We have the Clydesdale coming into the room. I don't know if you guys can hear that.
Well, we're going to have a plethora of extracurricular sounds. We have laundry going. We have a ceiling fan that is squeaking. And we have the Clydesdales.
Didn't someone steal our laundry buzzer noise in a show?
Oh, my God.
I mean, really? You have to steal what... I mean, I was barely the stuff that we have.
I was listening to the slinged...
The slinged one?
The slinged one the other day, and all of a sudden, I hear the dryer buzzer in the background, and I actually turned around and looked towards our laundry room. I'm like, nobody's doing laundry. And I realized it was on a show, but I'm like, how dare you steal our bits?
I mean, just... You want to steal, that all you want to do is steal from us is the laundry buzz. You don't want to steal like our awesome sayings or like
our
us or
racism.
You don't want to steal our, well, Julian's racism. Excuse me.
I will say I said something to him on Twitter about it. He never replied back.
Big Fatty doesn't. He doesn't care about anyone but himself here lately.
Well, he replies back to all his clique.
Oh, you're not part of the clique?
You know I'm not part of the clique.
You're still working on it. You got a little ways to go.
Julian is working on his own clique.
Oh, okay.
I'm not looking to be joining anybody else's clique.
Oh, Team Julian.
Yeah, Team Julian is going to have his own clique. Whether anybody else likes it or not.
Throw that hand up in the air, girl. So, should we get started with the birthday celebration?
I believe we should.
Do you want to start out with the first one?
Yeah, I'll start out with the first one. You're talking about the day before you left, right?
Right, well, yeah.
My new boyfriend, Connor, came over to see me that day.
Oh, it's official boyfriends?
It is official.
Oh, I didn't know that. Was that breaking news? Breaking news!
Yeah, Oh my God!
I know, overmodulated.
Yeah, we made it official on Facebook.
Oh, gross! Kill me now! Fuck me! God damn it! Oopsie!
Yeah, right. So anyway, Connor had come over. And we're, like, hanging out in the living room, just chatting. And Ricky comes home, and this is the first time these two meet, you know. And Ricky had gotten a birthday card in the mail. Well, it's our birthday. The birthday card was from our friend and listener, Veritable Virgo. So Ricky opens it up, and it says, has my name, Joe and Dallas's name, and... Drew Ray G from California. Well, actually, here it is. It says, "Dearest Ricky, we wish you the best of birthday celebrations. All our love, Andrew, Joe, Julian." Or I said his real name.
I don't think he cares.
Okay.
We'll ask him before I post this.
Okay.
508. Let me mark it down.
But
is there a pen around here somewhere?
Yeah. Anyway, Ricky's like, I wonder why he put everybody's name in there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's so weird.
No, I don't know.
And but the thing is I was like looking in the envelope. I was like, what the fuck else is in here?
Yeah, because there's no gift.
I was like, that's weird.
So fast forward like 10 minutes and we get a knock on the door and I'll let you take it from there.
Get a knock on the door and I see the UPS guy out there and he slings this package up on the porch. He doesn't even come up on the porch. So I get the box and I'm like, what the hell is this? And I open it up and I look at the box and then I look at Julian and then I look at the box again. I'm like, okay, I'm going to open this. So I open it and I shit you not, I fucking had a Kindle. And I was so shocked. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Who got this for me? So then I'm looking at the car or looking at it and I see this stuck to the side of it and it says, excuse my lovely voice. You hear that? Sounds like Big Fatty. Oh, snot and boogers.
No.
No, I will not.
No, you will not snot on your new mic.
I got a guard for that now. Thanks, Guru Nitty. So anyway, the card says, Ricky, we picked out a gift which we hope you'll enjoy. You always give so much of yourself to make others laugh and feel good, so we want to return the favor. Andrew, Joe, Julian, and Veritable Virgo. And then if he doesn't mind us saying his name, I'll leave that in.
Okay. But yeah, me and, actually Veritable Virgo had got it together. He started right after Christmas. And
then I did say, just real quick, he did put everyone's name in alphabetical order.
And why wouldn't he?
Yeah. So.
But yeah, he'd been working on that for months, and I have to give him total, you know, credit for the getting everything
together.
Yeah, getting all the ducks in a row and getting everybody coordinated.
You guys don't realize how excited I was.
Oh, I know. Just the look. I wish the other guys could have seen your eyes light up and the look on your face.
It's too bad. You knew it was coming. So I knew it was you should have like, here, Ricky, let me use your phone real quick. I want to look at the video app real quick and then record it. But you're not that smart. So how dare me?
Sorry, but I'm pretty.
What's funny is that same night, no, the next night, Gigi came over and she was like, why didn't anybody tell me? I wanted to go. I wanted to help you buy a Kindle. I was like, well, I think it was just the guys. And she goes, well, here's $60. And I was like, well, that works too. I can use it on my trip. So thank you, Gigi. And thank you, Drew and Joe and Veritable Virgo and Julian. I was so shocked. I could not believe it. I was like, oh my God, this is going to be the best year ever.
Well, I certainly hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I do. I've almost read a whole book now.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I've been using that motherfucker. So, excuse me.
Well, I only, played around with the Kindle for a second. And it seemed pretty cool.
I was like, don't touch it.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I, 1 second. Oh.
Getting texts in the middle of the show? Classy.
That's important.
Oh, are you setting up an appointment?
Maybe. I haven't done that in a while, so.
I know. I think you need to. It might
liven me up. I've been in a funk.
You have been in a funk.
But you'll know why here in a few minutes. So I get the Kindle. I'm all happy. I'm excited. Woohoo! So then the day after that is when I leave. So Julian hoists me over to the airport and I'm about to have a heart attack in the car because he's riding too close to people. We're cutting it close to the takeoff time.
Okay, no. We left at 6 o'clock. The flight did not leave till 8:30. That's what Ricky calls cutting it close to the takeoff time.
No, but when I got there, there was only 10 minutes before they started boarding. That's close.
Ugh, whatever. We made it with plenty of time.
So.
And that's the way I drive.
Mm-hmm. Scurry. So I get on the plane and they tell us, oh, well, the plane's only 30% full. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going to have an empty row, and I'm going to be able to sit in the exit aisle probably. Little Miss Thing cut me short on the fucking plane. So everybody gets on the plane, and I see that the exit aisle's open. I ask her, I was like, do you mind if I move to the exit aisle? She's like, no, sir, I'm sorry. That's economy plus. You have to pay $39 to sit there. And I was like, but it's going to be empty, you know? And she's like, yes, sir, I'm well aware that it's going to be empty. I have a schedule for that. And I was like, put my headphones in. I was like, bitch. And I was like, bitch. So the guy next door, the guy next to me in the seat, not in the next seat, but the next seat over, was like, why did you have to be so rude about that? And she was like, well, sir, you know, I have a schedule, and I'm well aware that this plane is only 30% full, and I don't need anyone telling me that the plane's 30% full. I know that. And I was like, oh, you bitch. What a cunt.
She needed either my doll or both my doll and dick.
She needed some dick. So I had to sit in that seat, which I didn't care because there wasn't anybody next to me, so I didn't care. So, get to Chicago. Didn't even get out of the plane before I was gushed by wind. I was like, like my eyes crossed and I couldn't breathe.
Not gushed by wind.
Gushed by wind. And so Brad and Davey picked me up in their little zip car. A zip car or an iGo car. You like rent cars for an hour. It's like $8 and you can just drive them wherever.
I don't know what that means.
You don't have to have insurance or anything. So, it's like a rental car, kind of.
Oh, okay.
So we stop at White Castle because that's the only thing that's open.
Racist.
And greasist.
Why it gotta be White Castle? Did I have the Black Castle up in there?
Maybe. It probably wasn't safe. But... Just kidding, Joe. and, you know, I've been eating healthy for about 6 weeks.
Right.
And I hadn't had too much fast food. Like, I haven't had Taco Bell in, like, 3 or 4 weeks now.
I know. Your body will go into convulsions.
Fucking die. So I eat a couple sliders and some french fries, and they're nasty.
That doesn't even sound good. Sliders, because you know they're going to be sliding right on out of you when you get home.
They did, too, because around 4:30 that morning, I was like, oh, you know I have stomach problems anyway.
And that's usually different reasons you're making that noise at 4:30 in the morning.
How dare you. And I didn't want to go to the bathroom because, you know, when you go in someone else's house, you really don't want to use their bathroom and stink that shit up. But I had to go.
But 4:30 in the morning and they're all asleep and you didn't eat some nasty food.
Yeah, I did it, but I was so nervous. I would have,
what are you trying to like? I was like, squeeze it.
Yeah, and
make
I was holding my breath too.
Keep the noise from.
Yeah. I'm going to spread them so it comes out faster.
You didn't want to be too loud. Yeah. Oh my God, what was that noise?
Holy shit. That's off the charts. But yeah, good thing they had spray. So, ooh, tore me up. So,
they would have never invited you back to there.
They would not have. So, the next day, Davey had to work. Brad had to work. So, I just pretty much hung out until about 12 or 1.
Right.
Went to go get something to eat. And then Davey came back. And then we walked around. We walked to the city. We took the bus and the train.
The re train?
And we did dinner. We went to, I forget the name of it. It's called Lou Martla's or some restaurant. But they had the fucking bomb pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It was deep dish and it was fucking good. And they had this salad, too, that had some kind of shit in it. And it was good, too. I don't know.
Was it the same kind of shit your train had in it?
Yeah. Oh, no. So the next day, I'm just doing this really quick because I need to whip out my notes here.
Mm.
Ooh. You want me to wake you up in the morning?
Oh, my. he's reading a text message. I might throw that out there to all our listeners. He is not asking me.
So, also, that Thursday night, when we were on our way home, we step into the train, one of the cabs in the train.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, motherfucker, this shit stinks. Oh, God, I was going to die. And it smelled like, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think all diarrhea smells the same. It has that nasty fucking smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck is going on in this place?
Mm.
And I turn around, and someone had decided that they were going to have their diarrhea spell on the chair behind me and cover it up with newspaper. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
You know, you're lucky.
God damn it.
You're lucky.
Oopsie.
You're lucky the transient wasn't still there diarrheaing while.
Ugh. I would have died if I would have seen that. That was, I mean, I
and then,
was like.
And then him start running towards you while doing it.
I was wondering why the train was halfway full. So we went up on the other side of the train.
Mm-hmm.
So it was gross. We went home. We chilled out. We watched RuPaul's Drag Race, which I'm going to start recording that because it's fucking funny as shit.
Mm.
So Friday was my birthday.
Yes.
Hey. Went to go see Alice in Wonderland.
So how does it feel being 117?
Actually, that would be 217.
I was trying to be nice.
Oh, thank you. Oh, 33. I brought in my 33rd birthday. Really good. It was awesome.
Well, excellent.
Except for... Oh,
what?
Fucking assholes that like to steal people's shit. At the movie theater?
Right.
The movies... Oh, can't get my glasses on. Fuck. So, I'm at the movie theater.
You're a goddamn... Ooh.
Oh!
You're a goddamn mess tonight.
I know. So we're at the movie theater and all my shit's like piled up. This is one thing I forgot to mention. When we're at the pizza restaurant, the pizza place.
Right.
So I have a scarf on, this heavy coat, and then my man bag or my bag.
Murph.
And before I can even get my scarf off, everyone has their shit off and they're sitting at the table already. Like they're fucking Transformers.
Well, they're used to it.
I was like, go.
See, they do that, but if they come down here in the middle of summer, when they fall out in the middle of the road and burst into flames, we'll
still
be like,
moving.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Right. So, where was I? Oh. So, I had all my shit piled up in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
We leave, and then I'm like, oh, fuck, my hat. I forgot my hat.
Right.
So, I go back and ask if anybody returned it, and they're like, no. So, I go back in the theater, and I'm looking for it. Don't you know, some motherfucker stole my hat.
Who the fuck would steal your Patty Hearst, Lesbianese Liberation Army, beret, plaid beret? Who?
Somebody did. Somebody apparently liked it.
Probably a transient, because he needed something else to take a dump in.
I was upset because now I couldn't bring out my matching machine gun.
God,
pissed.
Damn it.
So then, after that, we had my birthday dinner.
Woo-hoo!
At Hamburger Mary's. I was so happy of all the people that came out. I was like ecstatic. Yeah,
apparently a bunch of people showed up.
Yeah,
huh?
I mean, more than what I thought was going to show up.
Right.
And
just like those dreams I have sometimes about my funeral, I would think if I did that, nobody would show up.
Because
everybody loves Ricky. Nobody loves Julian. Nobody cares. Everybody wants your ass. Nobody wants mine.
So
whatever.
I got a little drinkies. Let me say,
well, it's your birthday. You're supposed to.
Right. There was some people that were there that were from Twitter, like Alyssa.
That don't follow
She's
me.
On there, and she'll start following you.
Yeah.
She's a listener to the show. I loved her. She was so nice. She was the first one there.
Uh-huh.
And then Lauren showed up, La Lauren, with her friend Eric, who is fucking cute.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn cute. And he has nice teeth, too.
We love the nice tea.
So we're eating, and I thought those were the only two people that were going to show up.
Right.
And so I'm eating, and then this hand comes around me and touches me, and like, happy birthday, Ricky. And I turned around, and it was Patrick and Noah from the PNS Explosion.
Oh.
I was so excited. I felt like I had met, like, somebody famous. I don't know who, but trying to think maybe not Mariah Carey, because I would have fell out on the floor. Cher.
No matter what you may think of those guys, they are not in the same stratosphere with
hey, babe.
Cher.
But I was so excited to see them, and they, you know, they came to have dinner, and, you know, we talked back and forth, and you know the best part about this whole fucking dinner that I fucking love?
You had Mary Tyler S'mores?
No.
Oh.
It was Davey's birthday also, Brad's boyfriend's birthday.
Uh-huh.
So, they got carrot cake, so we ate carrot cake.
Oh, carrot cake for the ginger beer.
By the way, Taylor,
I love you.
The latte fucking boy. God damn it. I cannot get away from the ginger bear shit now. Everybody thinks I'm this ginger bear. They're always saying, talking about ginger bear. Today I said that I was in a bad mood, and they're like, ooh, ginger bear snapping. I'm like, fuck all of you guys. Lauren got it right. I'm a ginger beard. Ugh. Thanks, Taylor. Probably be hearing this for the next 5 years. Julian loves it.
Of course I love it. You know why I love it? Because it aggravates you.
I do have a soul.
You don't have a soul.
But the best part about this whole experience that I fucking love is that I got to meet Patrick, Noah, and Rob before Christian, Brian, and Frank.
That's the highlight of your trip?
No, that's like what I love most about, not about the trip, just about meeting these people.
Oh.
And okay. Because they're fucking jealous. They can't stand it. But anyway, Rob didn't show up until we went to Big Chicks.
That sounds like a lesbian bar.
It's not. Apparently, it's a gay bar owned by a big chick.
Oh.
So, it was really cool.
Normally, a gay bar owned by a big chick would be a lesbian bar.
Right. So, we're there, and we're drinking, and Rob Lindley shows up, and I was so excited to meet him. He's like an actor and all this stuff. So, I was like, oh, my God, Rob! You know? And then Omar shows up.
You're such a dork.
I am such a dork. Omar shows up, cutie.
Can I just say,
what?
Why didn't you make use of some of this?
I know. Every time I go somewhere, cuteness. I get shy.
Why? When you're in your own element, you can be the most outgoing, personable guy I know.
I know.
Can walk up and talk to anybody, but when you go out of town, you get turned into a wallflower.
I do. I cannot do it. I don't know why.
That's weird.
But what's fun? All right. And then we drank a lot and drank a lot. And then I was a little too drunky.
The pictures are hilarious.
You can see the pictures on my Facebook. And if you're not my friend on Facebook, then add me so you can see them, because I don't have them published anywhere else. I might post a few on the blog.
If you're a friend on my Facebook but not on Ricky's, oh, wait, there are none of those.
Oh. Womp, womp, womp. So
I'm gonna shame some of these motherfuckers, right? I swear to God.
So then the next night we went out to Touche, which was a bear night.
Mm-hmm.
And I fucking love that, because one,
you're
I was
ginger
one
bear.
Of the thinnest people one I was one of the thinnest people there. Two, I was one of the youngest people there, which was awesome.
Okay.
But oh my God. Was that Simba?
That was both of them.
Shit, it sounded like that SWAT outside. So we went to Touche, and I'm standing there, and this guy hits me on the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, excuse me, sir, have I met you before? And I look at him, and I was like, oh my God. It was somebody that I dated a few times in Orlando that moved to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And I would never thought I would have seen this guy again. And so we talked, and he was, you know, nice, and talking about the good times and all that stuff. And he was like, well, you know, if you come up to Chicago, I'd really like to see you again and blah, 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 blah. Mm.
And by see you again, he means get in your pants.
Maybe. He wasn't like that. We were kind of, we weren't like prudish? That with each other. No. No, not that. But so, and then, so we decided to go to Jackhammer, which is next door.
That sounds dirty.
Well, apparently there is a bunch.
That sounds like the kind of place I would enjoy.
Right. And you probably would have, because apparently there's a section downstairs called The Hole.
Ooh.
And I didn't go in The Hole.
That's funny. That's the same thing that you have going. There's a section downstairs called The Hole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where all kinds of dirty men come inside and...
God. No. No. To go down there, you either had to have your shirt off or be in your underwear. So I didn't either, so I wasn't going anyway.
Oh, that wouldn't work for me either.
You could go in your underwear and your big dick flopping around everybody.
Everywhere. I don't take my shirt off in public. I'm sorry.
Well, then just be in your underwear then. Take your pants off.
So you could be in a shirt and underwear?
You could be in a shirt and underwear. You either had to have your shirt off or your underwear, just your underwear on.
No, I guess that could work.
So, but as we were walking out there, I met two people, and they're like, are you Ricky? Are you Foul Monkeys on Twitter? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, oh my God, we follow you on Twitter. Da-da-da-da. I'm like, really?
And he's like, tells me the name, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know them. They don't follow me.
And then Brad looks at me, he's like, oh my God, I love being your friend. You're like famous. I'm like, not really.
You're more famous than me.
Yeah, that is true.
But you know what?
You're prettier.
Thank you. At least I didn't have to say it.
But let's see, what else? Oh, and Brad and I walked home that night, and we were all being silly, and some kid had left their sidewalk chalk on the sidewalk, so we decided to draw things on the sidewalk.
Well, of course. That's what you do when you're drunk and find chalk.
Which one of them said, PNS plus Foul Monkeys equals awesome. Oh. And then and then the other one said, Ricky plus Brad equals us. And then some minister guy tried to talk to us. We're like, we're in a hurry.
And we're homosexuals.
Right. But I think he was trying to pick us up or something.
Ew.
Weird. I know, weird.
I hate it when ugly people look at me.
I'm probably forgetting a bunch of shit.
I'm sure
sorry.
You are.
But and then Sunday we just hung out pretty much the day. Well, Brad had to go to work, and Lala Lauren came to pick me up around 12:30. So I hung out with her for the rest of the day until I had to go to the airport.
Right.
She was so kind to drive me to the airport. Traffic was horrendous. It was like an hour away.
Does she have a real car, not a zipper car?
She has a real car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Rip that one off, big fatty.
Right. Vicious dogs. The thing is about having a car there is you would die if you had your car there, because you cannot have a car without a fucking scrape down the side of it, a ding.
No,
you couldn't do it.
No,
you would not be able to be there.
No, I would not.
I mean, I'm telling you, you see these really nice cars that are like fucked up.
No, I don't even park.
Because there's no private parking anywhere.
I don't even park anywhere near.
Well, you don't have a choice there.
No.
So I hung out with Lauren, and we went to a pizza place, and then we hung out at her house a little bit, which is totally cute.
Mm-hmm.
I love her house, which she says she may be needing a roommate soon. So I was like, hey.
Well, I'm sure all our listeners want to know, did you get to motorboat Miss Lala Lauren?
I did get to motorboat Miss Lala Lauren. It was one of my lifelong goals. I can mark it off my bucket list.
Well, right up there with meeting the guys from
PNS Explosion. Right off that bucket list. Yes, ma'am.
That's a shallow bucket if I ever saw one.
So, and that was a trip. And, like, the greatest part, and even when I got into Julian's car, I was already, like, I was teared up the whole time at the airport. But the only reason I didn't tear up in the plane is because the woman next to me kept nodding off so hard and picking her head back up that it was making me laugh on the inside so hard I couldn't even laugh. She was like, you guys can't see this, but literally she was like this, Julian. Like that. I mean, it was that funny. funny.
That's good.
I had to turn like this and just like sorry, my headphones fell off.
I want to know how you went from getting your Kindle and being all happy and feeling loved to getting back here and feeling like
depressed
and want to go back to Chicago. Because you felt loved here before you went to Chicago, and then I don't know.
I don't think it's just Chicago. I think it's the experience of meeting all these people that I've met, not just in Chicago, but Los Angeles, you know, people online, people that give us stuff. And I think it was just overwhelming for me, because even when I got in the car with you and I started talking about it, I was like, you know, I was tearing up, because I think, like, it's amazing that these people do things.
Of course it is.
Out of the kindness of their heart, when you kind of lost faith in, like, the humankind, you know, and then you meet these wonderful people. They're so different in many different ways, but yet they can come all together and we can have a good time.
Absolutely.
And I think it's just that whole experience of knowing all these people and not being able to be there around them all the time.
Oh.
So, I mean, I felt the same way when I came back from Los Angeles. I didn't... Every time that I visit Los Angeles, there's a reason not to move there.
Right.
But Chicago is... This is how I said it. When I first came to visit Florida, it was good. A year later, I came to visit, and 2 months later, I was living here.
Right.
When I came back home from Chicago, that's how I felt. So, like I was telling you, I'll give it a few weeks to see if maybe it just wears off.
Right.
But the other thing is, and I'm kind of torn because, you know, I moved here when I was 24.
Right.
So I've kind of grown up in Lakeland as an adult, and I've met all these wonderful people. And it's a lot different than leaving Virginia.
Yeah.
You know, leaving here will actually be a lot worse on me than leaving Virginia if I leave here.
Right.
But it's just, and I was not thinking just about, you know, like Chicago people. I was just thinking all these people in my life that are wonderful people. And here I am thinking, oh, my life sucks sometimes. But it doesn't, because I have a lot of people in my life.
Well, I mean, even just people.
This is getting serious with Val Monkeys.
Just the people here, you know, that you see all the time. You know, you've got to keep in mind that they're good people and they care a lot about you and they want to see you do well.
Right.
And it doesn't just have to be listeners or people off Twitter to come out and work. And it shouldn't have to be that to make you feel good about the human race.
Well, I don't know why I was emotional. I think it was just because I wasn't ready to leave. And like you said, I wasn't gone long enough to miss home.
Yeah. Well, it could have been your time of the month. So you could have been a little hormonal.
Well, I was hormonal because I saw a lot of sexy fucking men that I could not have sex with up there.
But, yeah.
Because I was too shy.
You should have been hormoning.
Oh. Ooh,
I hit the...
Ouchies.
I hit the cord.
So I had a wonderful time in Chicago. So wonderful that I could almost move there. I want to take Julian with me, but he refuses.
Not in the middle of winter. It's fucking cold up there.
Well, it's getting ready to end.
Well, when summertime gets here, then talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of trips we might be taking.
Oh, I didn't know if you want to talk about that or not. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, keeping up with the trend of just, you know, going on this global... What's going on? Oh. You know, just like Sierra, going on these global trips. You know, oh, that's the name of her kid. That's cute. we have decided, we threw a pin in the map, and it just happened to land
on Texas.
And where at in Texas?
Austin.
Yes. So,
which sounds like the name of a hot country boy.
Oh, it does. I'm sure there's a lot there. Hey. So we're thinking of going to Austin in July, July 1st or the 5th.
Right.
We have verified with a listener. I don't want to say their name right now, but probably everybody knows it because he's a whore.
But
we have some place to stay.
Accommodations.
So
Ricky's just got to give up his ass a little bit.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, we know.
But yes, we are thinking about going to Austin in July. We've talked about it, and it seems very feasible. Already have the time off, so I don't have to worry about that. So we just have to wait on Julian.
What about
and then
me?
Getting well, the tickets.
I can take off whenever and as much as I need to.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal for me.
So keep that in the back of your minds if you want to meet us in July. That would be great. I want to say thank you before we leave the Chicago trip. I want to say thank you to Brad, my friend Brad and his boyfriend Davey, for letting me stay with them. I really appreciate it.
Scared.
I really appreciate it. They're great. I love them. They're wonderful. Lauren, thank you so much for coming out and taking me to the airport and hanging out with me on Sunday so I didn't have to be alone. Alyssa, Pat, Rob, Noah, Omar, all you guys, thank you so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. And it was amazing, and I hope to see you guys again
soon.
Well,
maybe one day I can have people that care about me and come Aww. Out to see me too.
Nobody wants to come in Lakeland. Oh, you mean just if we go somewhere? Well, hopefully in Austin, someone will come out and see you.
No, they'll come to see you, and it's like, oh, hi, Julian, why you're here too.
Are you jellies?
No, I'm just...
Yeah, say it.
Depressed.
Is it her still?
They're growling at each other.
I don't know if you guys can hear that, but she's fucking pissed.
Oh, both of them have been growling at each other for the last 10 minutes now.
All right, so we have some... nervous. We have some voicemails, some emails to go through. So let's see.
How long have we been on?
36 minutes.
Okay.
So here's the phone call song. Here's the phone call song. Here's the phone call song.
When do you get a new computer?
Hello, hotline. We want to hear from you. Hello, hotline. We want to hear from you.
Before.
Twins.
Go ahead, say it.
God damn, I can't remember now.
Videos.
Oh.
Is that what you're going to talk about, the videos?
No.
That he posted?
No.
Oh, then we're not twins. Lou posted videos of our drunk cast when the first time Julian was ever on the show.
Right.
And they are on YouTube. So if you just search Foul Monkeys, you'll be able to find them. They're ridiculous.
And you can see Nicole before her horrible disfiguring accident.
Yeah, and you can see me fat as shit, even though I'm still fat as shit. Not as fat as shit as I am now, though. What'd Connor say? Say it, because I'd love to hear it.
He just met Ricky for the first time last week. And then he saw the pictures the video of Ricky last
a
year
ago. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, wow, Ricky really has lost a lot of weight. So
love it. An update, I've lost 20 pounds.
Woohoo!
20 pounds in 7 weeks.
Wow.
That's awesome. I've been walking my ass off, though. Oh,
literally.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we have some voicemail and some emails.
Why
here.
Can't I remember what I was going to say? I'm old.
God damn it. So,
this is gonna be like our most boring episode ever.
You think it's boring already?
Yeah.
Okay. DeAndre emailed us last time, and then he responded back when I asked him where he heard from us.
Uh-huh.
Did I talk about this?
No, but you did forward me his emails.
He said, I came across the Foul Monkeys podcast, was searching for gay podcasts in the App Store. Also, I just left you an iTunes review. Thank you.
Thank you.
I can honestly say that I'm in love with your show. I am a college student, and I'm always listening to your podcast in between classes, during classes, and at work. You should not be listening to our show during classes. You should be learning something. Or watching XTube on your computer. Just yesterday, I received the dirtiest look from my teacher because I burst out laughing while listening to your show. It was one of the podcasts when you were comparing your love for Asians to sweet and sour chicken or sweet and sour pork. Yeah, I felt bad for a second, but his hotness, because he messed up with his email, but his hotness kind of threw those feelings of disrespecting him away. Keep up the good work. I don't know who his hotness is. Did I refer to a picture?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Thank you, DeAndre, for emailing us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I know he didn't mean me.
By the way, Julian has a new email address for Foul Monkeys. You want to give that away right now?
Yeah, it's my official Foul Monkeys email address. And if any listeners would like to email me, which I know won't happen, it's jcmarple@gmail.com.
Finally a Gmail account.
That you're going to have to cut out.
Oh. Pen.
It's in the card.
Oopsie. Whoops. Remind me.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. All right, so we have a phone call here. Let me get it up here. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, guys. This is Joe in Dallas. Just calling to say I'm sorry I missed you guys in Florida, but was nowhere close enough to come by and harass you all. But while I was on my vacation, I decided to work on a theme song for you. And here it goes. Ginger bear, pillow pants, belly jiggles when he dances. Love's a great big Latin bear, or maybe two. You be Yogi, he's boo boo. Julian, bitchy elf, rode a mastodon by himself. Now his ass is ruined for anything that thick. Now he's looking for black dick. Yay! Hope you all have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you later.
Now he's looking for black dick.
Pillow pants, ginger bear.
Not pillow pants.
You know we're gonna have to recut that as an intro. Right?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh my god, gross. Oh, hate you, love you.
My cheeks hurt.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Both. Oh, both senses, Joe.
Oh, hey.
That's the first funny that's happened all show. We should have done that first and then got off the air. Oh. Honey, that train went off the tracks 40 minutes ago.
Well, we're at 42, so we're trying to get this
done.
That's
what I'm saying.
Tim from Tastes Like Burning says, Julian, now anytime I eat sushi, which I love, I'm going to think of dirty girly parts. I guess I'll just have to power through it and deal with it. Chinese buffet will never be the same again. Oh, and happy birthday, Ricky.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sorry I ruined sushi for you, but it really does smell like dirty vagina.
Oh, my God. I'm about to sneeze. I want to give a shout out to Tasty Diane for giving me a recipe for tortilla soup. Chicken tortilla soup.
I want to try that, so you should make it soon.
I might make it on Saturday. We have Alex. He says, stick a pin in St. Charles, Illinois, 50 miles west of Chicago. Love the show. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We have another voicemail. Un momento.
Por favor.
Hey, guys. It's Mike again from the Twitters. I just wanted to say, hey, Big Ricky. Happy belated birthdays. It sounds like you had a good time in the Chicago, so I just want to say happy birthday. And Julian, just want to say that you just cracked my shit up. Every time Ricky would bring up the Chicago trip leading up to his birthday, every single time you would do the goddamn voice, or you would say that, and it just cracked my shit up. And so, yeah, I just love you guys. And hope for more. Anyways, Mike out.
See, he said he loved you.
Well, I love him too. And
he's cute too. Does he follow you on the Twitters?
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, he does. He's a good person.
What do you mean he's a good person?
Well, I mean, he's good to me.
Did he send you dirty pictures?
No.
Oh, okay. Because he's good to me, but if he doesn't send me, if he sends you dirty pictures and not me, I'm pissed.
Oh. But yeah, that's kind of how I am all the time. I mean, who could get tired of that?
Right. Let's stop talking about me and talk about me. Enough about you. What about me?
Oh my God.
We have a message from Jake. He went to the website and actually wrote us an email. You know, I love that because that means they went to our website.
Is he new?
He is a new listener.
Cool.
He's our first Australian listener to be pinned in the map.
Yeah, because none of our other Australian listeners
have told us where they lived
have
yet.
Cared enough to tell us where they live.
Hey, Ricky and Julian, I'm Jake, and I'm a gay 19-year-old and live in Melbourne, Australia. Or is it Melbourne? I don't know how they say it.
There. I thought you said it the same way both times.
Oh, okay. Melbourne or Melbourne. Whatever.
I don't know.
So you can put a pin in your map if you have any Australian ones. If you have an Australian one.
I'm sure it's pronounced the same way with your mouth full.
Melbourne. I am sort of a recent listener, even though I have heard a couple of your shows a while ago, but you have me hooked. You guys are hilarious and well worth listening to, and I just want to say thanks for doing the podcast. And I know you want more iTunes reviews, but unfortunately I do not have an account, so I can't give you one. But if I did, I would give you 5 stars. If you want to know where I heard from you, or where I heard you...
Heard about us?
Oh, heard about us. He didn't say it right in the email. It was from Matt on the Big Gay Sex Show podcast. Not only... Now...
Are you sure it's him, or
no,
you just
can't
him.
Read? It's now I only listen to a couple of gay podcasts, and all the ones you talk about... You are the only one I listen to, so screw the rest.
Woohoo!
Thanks again. I hope you enjoyed the email, and hopefully I can send you another one soon. Bye.
Yeah, by the way, if you think we're hilarious, don't listen to this episode.
Right.
Because you won't listen anymore.
I want to give a shout-out to Matt on the Big Gay Sex Show, because I didn't realize they listened to us, and I used to listen to them, and for some reason I stopped, so now I started listening to them again.
Right.
So, I just want to give a shout-out to him.
I've been widening my podcast repertoire here recently, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to broaden my horizons.
It's not... Julian's not used to that. Change is not good.
Change... Well...
No! No! No!
I only have so much time...
To give.
To give, so I'm trying to get the best of the best.
He's trying to do it. Don't name favorites because you'll get hate mail. So.
No, I was not going to name favorites or unfavorites, but...
All right, we have another one.
Fortunately, mm-hmm. The way everybody releases their shows at all different times...
Oh, steal it. Steal it, Big
Steal
Daddy.
It, Big
steal
Daddy.
Steal it.
There's usually something new all the time, every day. So.
This is from Ken. Hi, guys. Sling some poo at Toronto and stick a pin in for Ken and my man, Demir. D-A-M-I-R? Is that right? I can't remember if I already written in about this or not. So there, a non-US listener. Cheers. A former 5-star review as well. Not sure if you can view the international reviews or not. Big bear hugs. And they sent a picture of them. And yes, we did see your international review.
Uh-huh.
There they are. I don't know who's who, though. He kind of looks like a ginger bear. And then he looks like a wolf.
Okay.
Or something. Is that what they're called? The skinny ones?
Otter.
Oh, otter. I don't know my own people, so. I don't know which one you are, so Ken, let us know. And which one's Demir? Or Demire? Or however you say that name.
And tell us how to pronounce that.
Yeah. You should call us and tell us in your accent. Oh, you know.
I'm not going to try it. I'm not going to try it.
Or Big Fatty says, as Big Fatty says, in your Mexican voice.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to say it because somebody will call in and say I just
did
my Sarah Palin impression male voice.
Tastes Like Burning Tim emailed us again. He said, oh my God, is this the Foul Monkeys Time Life Records? Can I pay $1 for that Wilson Phillips album now and then expect to get a new album every month for the regular price? Sign me up. Actually,
yeah, and then once you don't ever pay us again, then we'll send you a letter every 3 days demanding payment or we'll repossess your balls.
Yeah, and they don't get it.
No.
Because they don't have your social security number.
So they can't report you on credit.
Actually, I have all... Don't ask me how I know.
Yeah, me either. I one of those horrible friends I have that would do something like that told me.
Exactly. It's an ex of mine. Actually, I have all the Wilson Phillips albums, but I enjoyed hearing some old favorites. Anyway, love the show. Love you guys. Gave you both a little shouty shout on the latest show. Have a good week. Oh, and Ricky, how was Chicago? And Julian, how was your butter? What's that mean? Were
you know what makes my time here without you better?
Butter?
Butter. My butter is always fine. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I bet
it's been hand churned.
Oh, goddamn gross. That Blue Jeans guy who has a podcast called
That Blue Jeans guy. Yeah.
Left us a message on our website saying, I looked for Mike on both your wish lists, but I didn't find anything. So I left a message on the website with the exact name of the microphone that's on our wish list.
Like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
If he would like to. If he's not, he's a podcaster, so
yeah,
you know, we're all poor. So
I know.
Go check him out. He's awesome, David. And he's very inspirational. Like, he is spiritual, but not like, oh my God, you're going to fucking hell because
no, he's
Jesus.
Not, he's not preachy.
Yeah, he's not like that. No. He's all about being positive and having a good outlook on life.
Absolutely.
And so he's awesome. So go check him out. So I guess that's about it, I think. Do we have anything else to talk about?
It's the Ricky Hour of Power. I have a couple things.
Let's talk about Ricky.
I'm going to save it till our live show this weekend.
Oh my God.
What?
Hold on.
Okay.
Brad just text messaged me and said there was a bomb threat near my house close to the red line stop. Shit.
Still want to move to Chicago?
Hey.
Ain't no bomb threats in the Lakelands.
No, we just have a big fucking goose or...
It's a swan.
Swan outside of our house hissing at us every time we open the door.
Because it's trying to find a place to nest.
Mm-hmm. That thing is big.
That's what swans are. They're big.
And it almost bit Finbar's nose off.
That's because the dumbass dog ran right up to it with it hissing at it. My dogs were smart enough to go the other way when it started hissing.
All right, so give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or you can email me directly at jcmarple@gmail.com.
Not at the other one that I beeped out.
Yeah, or will beep out.
You're right. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. Join us on our Facebook group.
You can
leave us a 5-star review
on iTunes. You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter. Hey, steal it, fatty. Steal it. Steal it, fatty. Every time it goes off, that's what I'm going to say now.
I know.
You can follow me under Facebook under Ricky Burton. And you can also follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys. So I guess this is it. This is the All About Ricky episode.
This is the All About Ricky and You Might Laugh Once episode.
Sunday we have a live show from 3 to 4. Make sure you come out and visit us at pride48.com. We could really use some phone calls. Get up in the chitter-chatter room.
And I promise you, we'll be more fun than we are
tonight. Well, don't promise, because if you promise...
No, I can promise, because this was not funny at all.
Well, not all of them are winners, fucking Julian, okay? God damn it.
I'm a winner. God damn it, I'm a winner.
I'm a winner, and I'm the cute one.
God damn it.
All right, so we're out here. This is Ricky.
And this is the winner. I mean, Julian.
Enjoy your week. Bye.
Peace.